He's wild. He's sweet. He'll shred your couch on a whim, then come crawling back to you, purring happily at your feet. His behavior may be erratic, but he's still the world's best cat, who deserves nothing less than world's best cat litter. The number one natural and sustainable litter brand with no harmful chemicals or silica dust. Trade your clay today. Get world's best cat litter for the world's best cat.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
A lot of lip service out there paid to this word, freedom. The word, liberty. That's almost synonymous, well, it used to be, synonymous with America, didn't it? Let me ask you a question. And when was the last time maybe you've never asked yourself about this? How committed are you to remaining free? I mean, how important is it to you? Now, some of you, if you're being honest, will tell me, well, I haven't given it much thought. Some of you, if you're honest, will say, well, you know, I just don't want to think about it because it's too scary to think about. Let me shock all of you into where I am. When I don't ask, how committed are you to remaining free? Let me ask this question. How committed are you to making sure your children remain free? Changes the whole complexion, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Ronald Reagan spoke eloquently, one of the few leaders in my lifetime who actually believed and didn't just give lip service to this idea of freedom. Listen to his speech that really launched his political career. This was the Goldwater Address. And this is Ronald Reagan talking about the struggle that we were having at the time against the Soviet Union.
Or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war, because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery.
You know what he means by that? That some folks, even back in his day, 1950s and 60s, when this speech in that era, there were liberals who said, you know, freedom's not worth dying for. It's better to cave in, to give in, than to lose your life over freedom. Better to be a slave and be alive than it is to risk your life to be free, says the people who have never lived as slaves to an all-powerful state. So that's who Reagan was recognizing, that back then that was a majority of Americans who wanted to be free, but there were still, you know, the Joe Bidens and the Nancy Pelosi's and the Chuck Schumer's and the Hollywood elitists and the modern left today who believe in the institution of communism and totalitarian slavery at the hands of an all-powerful government. That is now, sadly, because of GovEd, turning out to be the majority. And again, Reagan was saying, those voices don't speak for the rest of us. And he said, slavery is too high a price for most of us to pay. And back then, men wanted to remain free, men and women. And I'm wondering, is that still the majority in America today?
If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the Pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard round the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? Well, it's a simple answer after all. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance.
The enemies Reagan was speaking of were was the communist world back then, the 50s and 60s. Now, the enemies that he would be speaking of are in our society, former members of the government, like former CIA director John Brennan. That dude's a self-avowed communist who pretends that he is somehow against these communist totalitarian elements, but he shares many of their sensibilities. The left wing in this country, the BLM, for example, the BLM is a Marxist group. They were very clear. They believe in the disintegration and the destruction of the American family because they understand the American family is the basis of Western civilization. And they view Western civilization, liberty, security, prosperity as a threat to their communist utopia, which never ends up being a utopia. So the reason I'm bringing all of this up is because right now you have elements of our government that I believe started under the regime of Barack Hussein Obama, who made John Brennan CIA director, who gave birth to the BLM movement. In fact, it was the failures of the Obama regime that led to the creation of ISIS, one of the most ruthless and bloodthirsty movements in the world. And it we're still not rid of ISIS, the Islamic State. So, you know, folks, I think that we have to start recognizing who the threats to our liberty, our freedoms, our security and prosperity are, and then we must start arraying ourselves against those people. If we don't, if we adopt this mindset of, oh, well, you know, it's going to be what it's going to be, and really the Constitution's in place, and folks, I'm here to tell you that that Constitution is under every bit of an attack as we are, as our freedoms are, and we have got to make up our minds that we are going to be just as committed to preserving our freedom, our liberty, our security and prosperity as those who are committed to taking it all from us. And if not for us personally, if not for yourself, do it for your children. Do it for the next generation. Bill O'Reilly comes up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Genital mutilation is happening to Texas kids. These abusive medical practices are being pushed by the radical woke leftists in our state. You can go to TexasScorecard.com to learn more and get real news for real Texans.
All right, folks, let's welcome in Bill O'Reilly. He's an iconic news anchor and legendary commentator on his program, No Spin News. Bill is a prolific author as well, writing one number one ranked nonfiction book after another, including the historically phenomenally researched Killing series, his latest Killing the Legends, The Lethal Danger of Celebrity, and a great Christmas gift, might I add. Bill O'Reilly, welcome back.
Hey, how you doing, Chris?
Look, I wanted to get your take on Elon Musk and what he has done with Twitter. You have an article coming up at BillO'Reilly.com today. Elon shakes it up. What's your view from 30,000 feet up on this?
Well, I think that Musk is, number one, trying to get attention to Twitter. Number two, trying to get back conservative, maybe traditional readers. And he's doing it by saying, look, there was a fix that Twitter participated in to help Joe Biden. It's a fairly simple play. It will lead to congressional hearings, I'm sure. It's pretty startling in the fact that everybody knows that Twitter and all the others are left-wing and activists. I mean, you don't get a guy like Mark Zuckerberg and his wife putting $400 million into a campaign to re-elect, to elect Joe Biden. I mean, my God, $400 million?
Mm-hmm.
But with the FBI involvement, now that, now we're getting into very, very serious territory. And, you know, Musk says that the FBI met in Silicon Valley every week to discuss this Hunter Biden stuff and other things that might have hurt Joe Biden.
And they call
it. If that's true,
yeah,
those agents need to go in and testify before Congress.
Well, they called it a hack. And they basically took advantage of Twitter's rules to say they don't publish material that is a result of criminal activity. And, of course, hacking is criminal, but it wasn't a hack. And the FBI knew it. And I think this goes to the broader discussion. We now have emails not only to Facebook, but now we have these emails into Twitter. Bill, and this is where I see the problem. The fact that Twitter suppresses free speech, hey, they're a private company. They're able to do that. So long as they're forthcoming about doing that and they comport with other laws, but it is illegal and unconstitutional for the government to do that. And we now have sufficient evidence the government did do that.
Well, I don't know about sufficient evidence because it hasn't been cross-examined. And that's where the congressional committees come in. Thank God that the Republicans got the majority in the House. Because, and I'm not saying that from any partisan point of view, but if you're an American who loves your country, you want to know the truth about it. And if you've got the Federal Bureau of Investigation actively intervening to help Joe Biden become president, that is an enormous story.
No, true enough. Folks, we're talking to Bill O'Reilly. The name of the book, Killing the Legends, The Lethal Danger of Celebrity. And again, great stocking stuffer for you. If you just want to get that guy or that gal, something who has, for that individual has everything. Get them the Killing series. They will be hooked immediately, I guarantee you. Let me look at this issue the way I'm gonna set this up with a couple of examples and let me know what you think about this. Because it is my belief as a conservative that the American people now need accountability, not just elections, because these elected officials in every 2 or 4 or 6 years can do tremendous damage, harm to the Constitution by breaking and violating the Constitution and the rule of law. Here are the examples. Obama. Obama made recess appointments when the Senate was not in recess. So he did it against the Constitution, did all manner of damage with the National Labor Relations Board thing. Texas. Texas said, you know what, we know Governor Greg Abbott said no masks on kids, but we in left-wing ISDs are going to put those masks on kids anyway. No ramifications. Governor Newsom stopped out there in California, stopped religious gatherings, even though he was allowing secular gatherings of equal size to take place. Again, a complete abridgment of the First Amendment of the Constitution. What's his penalty? Nothing. Don't we need strong laws that punish elected officials when they breach our most sacred trusts outlined in the Constitution?
Well, those laws are never going to be passed because the country's divided and the progressives don't want the Constitution enforced, Chris. I mean, this is what people need to know. You need to step back from each individual policy that's annoying you and really look at the big picture. You've got almost 50% of the country now, either liberal or progressive. And the progressive wing doesn't want the Constitution. They believe it's a racist document forged by white landowners, and so it should be thrown out. So when you combine, and liberals don't believe that, generally speaking, but they're very sympathetic to that cause. Very hard to get any modification or a law that says, hey, you can't do this and that. The way to do it is civil litigation and in the federal courts, and they've been successful there. That's why the left went so insane when Trump appointed the conservative justices. Mm-hmm. But I don't see any legislation coming down the road.
No, I don't either. I think you're right. Your analysis is correct that the current corrupt batch of so-called leaders that we have won't allow for that accountability. I just think we need it. So I guess the question that I have for you then is, what do we do as a country that I still think there's a healthy number of us who want to preserve our rights and liberties under the Constitution? What's the most effective way, in your view, to fight back?
Well, you got to get local, regular folks, and get involved with their school boards, with their local situations, and you got to monitor what's going on in the public schools if your kids are in there. And you basically have to tell the urchins, look, this is what I believe, this is why I believe it, because it's not going to change until the mentality of the country snaps back into, listen, there's a reason why we're the greatest country on earth, the most powerful, the most generous, and all, there's a reason. And there are people trying to tear that apart, destroy that reason. And we have to fight those people. And it has to be done on a local level. Now, you in Texas have been pretty successful in doing that, Florida as well. A few other, the swing states like Virginia, I mean, they're taking a look at it.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of Americans, they don't pay attention to any of this. And if they don't, then they're going to lose their country down the road.
I'm going to throw a little bit of a curveball at you here because I'm not sure if this is on your radar or not. Knowing you, it likely is. But there's a documentary called Grid Down, Power Up, which Dennis Quaid, he fronted that documentary. And basically what it is a revelation that our power grid in this country is woefully unprotected from EMP attacks and various attacks, terrorist attacks. And that if our grid goes down, that we're looking at, according to government analyses, a 90%, 90 bill loss of life in this country. And then you got this story that came out of North Carolina where gunshots apparently took down 40,000 people's power because
yeah, a
couple of substations were attacked. I think this is a sleeper issue. What do you think?
Yeah, it's just like 9/11. It's just like the what happened before 9/11. Nobody thought that these guys are going to be able to do that much damage by hijacking a plane with no impediments to them. They walked on a plane with box cutters, and boom, they did what they did. So certainly, I mean, there have been a number of novels written about this. The grid goes down, mm-hmm, everybody's in chaos, the whole country's economy collapses. And you got to believe the terrorists are working on it. It's absolutely, people should be aware of this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we ought to be putting serious people in government to attack this, because I would state for the record that I don't believe we have a majority of serious people in our government right now. Bill O'Reilly, folks. A majority.
Yeah, it depends. It's just, some of these agencies are very good.
Yeah, well.
But that's what worries me about the FBI.
Yeah.
Anyway, Chris, very nice to talk to you. Have a great Christmas season. I hope people will consider killing the legends. And let's talk again soon.
Merry Christmas to you, Bill. Thanks for the visit, as always. And that puts a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. Folks, do me a favor. Visit a couple of websites for me. TexasScorecard.com, TexasScorecard.com. All the big news in Texas. And if it's big news in Texas, it's going to be big news in these United States. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. You can do all manner of things while you're there. You can tool around, see some audio, some video. You can drop me an email, drop me a voicemail. You can figure out how to book me for a speech. You can track down the Chris Salcedo shows on radio and television. First, on radio, on KSEV, Morning Talk Radio. There's an app for that, so you can hear it all over the country. And then on television, on Newsmax TV, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, until 5, Monday through Friday. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. Rather, how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. See ya.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
If you need to know the law to advance your career in the world of risk management, but you aren't a lawyer, we can help. At Texas A&M School of Law, our Master of Legal Studies in Risk Management is designed to help non-lawyers like you navigate the complex legal and compliance issues involved in fiduciary management, corporate governance, and other heavily regulated industries. Gain the legal skills you need to advance your career from one of the most respected law schools in the nation. Visit law.tamu.edu/MLS to learn more.